If you're going to hell, then you say, or somebody's going to hell, you say, who's going to get you?
The devil.
And any other names that you use for him?
Satan. Satan or the devil.
What about joking terms or terms that, something that's like the devil but not quite as strong or whatever?
Well, of course, the devil helps the devil, helps the Satan. You know what I tell my wife? A lot of times I'll say things I shouldn't say, or I might do something I shouldn't do, and she'll get on me about it. Well, I'll say, sweetheart, that wasn't me. I didn't say that. It was an evil spirit in me that said it wasn't me. And I believe that quite often. You know, there's two spirits, always, regardless of where you go. You go to the bottom of the ocean, and those fellows went to the moon, those two spirits is with them, an evil spirit and a good spirit. And you're just warring against each other all the time. And you got to work like the mistress to keep that evil spirit from overcoming the good spirit.
If you meet a friend that you haven't seen in a good while, and you want to express that you're saying that you're happy to see him, what would you say to him?
Well, it'd be just that. I'd tell him, well, Jack, I'm sure happy to see you. It's been such a long time since I've seen you. And you might form a conversation out of the distance of the time that you've seen him.
If it's beginning to get cool, you say, when somebody's going out, you say, better put a sweater on, it's getting
chilly.
If someone wants to go and you really don't want to, you say, well, I'll go if you insist, but
I'd rather not go, but if you insist, I will go.
If someone owns, say, 5 acres, and you're talking about how much land that is, you'd say that's something of land.
She owns 5 acres?
500.
Oh, 500. Well, it wouldn't be a square acre, because I think a square acre is 600.
Well, if you just want to talk about how, just general terms, you don't want to say it's...
I'd say
you
own a good-sized piece of property.
If somebody asks if you want to do something, and you want to, and you want to say something more than yes, something stronger than yes, what might you say?
If I really want to, I'll tell them about the person who I was talking to, more than likely I thought I'd be delighted to do it.
And what if somebody asks if you can do something, and you want to emphasize that, that you're able to, so you don't want to just say, I can, you say, what?
You want to emphasize that you're willing to do it, you mean?
That you're able to do it.
Oh. Oh, I'd rather you just tell them that you're glad to do it, you're able to do it, you're glad to do it, I don't know.
How would you describe a girl that's really good looking?
Well, she's really good looking, I'd call her beautiful.
This is the kind of thing I think a woman might be more likely to say, but if somebody tells you that somebody else said that you said something, which you didn't, and you want to show some resentment to this, what kind of thing, expression might you make?
Well, I'll just say it was second hand, or I could say it was gossiping, either one you want to, or you could tell them you're straight out they lied.